Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host James here. Katrina Hintner's with us as well. We're kicking off the 10 o'clock hour, though, with some new friends of ours. We have Jesse Johnson with us, Membership Engagement Coordinator with the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And Jesse, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself so the audience can put a name to the voice.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jessie. I am the Membership Engagement Coordinator with Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. I help all girls and volunteers have an amazing Girl Scout experience here in Central Wisconsin.
Thank you for being here, Jessie. Appreciate the time. And we have Amy Schultz with us, Chief Operating Officer with our Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And Amy, it is good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate you both being here. If you don't mind, and I feel like when we talk about organizations, Girl Scouts, pretty well known. Most people understand and have seen Girl Scouts for many different reasons. If you're like me and your sister was a part of it, or of course the cookies and so many other things. But we don't get a chance very often to talk about the mission of Girl Scouts. Can we start there? Just touching on that real quick, Amy.
Absolutely. Our mission is to build Girl Scouts of courage, confidence, and character. So everything we do and our ultimate goal for all of our Girl Scouts who go through the program is that we have girls that have courage, confidence, and character. And you know what else? They make the world a better place.
And we've seen this for decades through the Girl Scouts and the work that it does with these kids and the confidence they're able to build from so many of the different programs and different things that Girl Scouts do. In this day and age especially, it's wonderful to have an organization like this. You can't have enough things like this for kids, and one in particular like this. Now, with that said, we are also, you know, always looking for people to be a part of this. And certainly kids, you know, if you've got kids out there, then you've been on the fence about being a part of Girl Scouts. We've got a couple of events that you might want to check out. But we're also looking for leaders, Jesse, and I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit.
We are definitely. The Girl Scout experience really starts with our amazing volunteers that we have. They help provide that mission and kind of direct those activities. So we actually have an amazing event coming up next week on October 2nd from 4:30 to 5:30 at Grove Elementary School here in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's really for all girls and their moms, parents, grandmas, caregivers, anybody who might be interested in helping provide that amazing Girl Scout experience. So we definitely invite you to stop by. We're going to have some fun activities, provide some additional information, and hopefully get some new troops set up for additional experiences for girls.
And when it comes to people that are thinking about doing this and everything, this is, I don't want to say that it make light of it or anything, but it's not a huge time commitment. It's not something that's going to take away huge chunks of your day or weeks or anything like that. So that part, I think, helps people a little bit with as far as being able to, you know, oh, can I see myself doing this?
It's actually really, really simple. The time commitment that you put in is really the time that you get to spend with your girl or your Girl Scout. So even though it might take you a little time to plan a meeting, you're getting to spend that time with your girl. And that, I mean, today, that's so important to be able to spend that time. And Girl Scouts has made it so easy for volunteers to get involved. We have meetings pre-planned. We have experience boxes that are mailed out to new leaders. We have older girls that love to come in and help run meetings for our younger troops as well. So really, we have an amazing support system behind the scenes to make sure that every troop leader or volunteer has an amazing experience.
My sister was in Girl Scouts and was a Brownian in Girl Scouts and everything, and she was so excited that when she became a mom, she was going to be able to put her kids in Girl Scouts, and she had two boys. So she is, I think, a good example of somebody that maybe you were in Scouts and you like to go back. I know a lot of former Scouts like to come back and be a mentor or be a leader in some regard. But it also reminds me of people who maybe this was something you wanted to do as a kid and you maybe weren't able to or something. We weren't able to do this only being out here and living in Rapids and stuff is the reason my sister was able to. When it comes to that, this is a great opportunity for you as an adult. You get a chance to kind of be, you know, experience experience being a Girl Scout a little bit, and certainly getting to know that world a little. So there's so many reasons to be a part of this, and to also, and I'm thinking of this talking to some of our other friends out there, and a lot of the seniors out there, a lot of people out there maybe looking for volunteer hours or things to add to your college resume or something like that. Girl Scouts is one of those great organizations that looks darn good on a resume, everybody. It's a great opportunity there. And all of this said, I haven't even told you the best part. And it's investing in our kids. It's investing in our future. It's putting the time into that. There are a lot of great people out there, and we have a wonderful community. It puts a lot of time and money into nonprofits and into organizations like this. We greatly appreciate that. But when you have an opportunity to actually put your time into this, your physical self into these things, there are a few things that are more rewarding. There are a few things that you're going to enjoy more when you look back on them and everything. There are great opportunities here to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the events themselves, we wanted to touch on those and some of the fun there. And you got a big one right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. We absolutely do. And it's actually tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So the 24th Wednesday night from 5 to 7, we are having a Come Join Girl Scouts, Come Check Out All the Fun event. It's going to be at Camp Sacagawea right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's for all ages, K through 12th grade, and potential volunteers, parents, caregivers, grandparents, the neighbor that wants to help out. Just come and check. We have fun activities for the girls to do, and then information also for the adults. We're going to make sign up super easy, super simple. You can do it right on the spot. We do have a number of troops here in Wisconsin Rapids that are accepting new girls and looking to grow, which is ready to go for mm-hmm. all the girls. And we also do want to set up a couple new troops here in the area mm-hmm. as well. So definitely come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there an age range we're looking at for this?
Anywhere from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. And is there anything that people should, like information people should have on them or should know before coming to camp and checking this out or being involved in it?
It's pretty easy to sign up. So we really make it very easy to enter a couple bits of information that everybody would have at their mind fingertips.
Right,
So no, you don't need to bring anything. We'll help you sign up if you want to join, or if you just want to figure out what Girl Scouts do and see an example of it. It's open house style. Anybody can drop in and check it out.
You know, and the time frame, 5 to 7, perfect time frame as well. People, you know, especially that time of day, being able to stop in and out and check things out, find out more. This is a great opportunity to be able to do that. And I really appreciate you all hosting and having an event like this for people. Being honest, a lot of this information is probably available online, and people can look things up a lot of ways nowadays, but this is the way that we get people involved. This is the way we get people engaged, by being engaged ourselves, and I think that's really cool. I really do appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, is there a contact number or a best way to contact either of you?
Yeah, two ways. We have a website that's gsnwgl.org, and to call us, 888-747-6945. At both of those places, you can get questions answered, see pictures of Girl Scouts doing fun things. Check it all out.
I encourage you to check that out, everybody. I threw it into my search engine and it popped up right away. It was first thing on there. That website again, gnswgl.org. No, I'm sorry. Oh, see, I knew I was going to mess it up. I knew I was going to do that.
GS, like Girl GS. Scouts, yeah. NWGL.org.
Having minor dyslexia in this job doesn't always work out very well. Doesn't always work out. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for that. And again, you can find this information online. Be sure to do that. Reach out and be a part of things with our Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. And we'll be talking about this event today and tomorrow. Make sure that we get a good turnout down there at Camp Sacagawea for you guys, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Don't be strangers. Doors always open. Anything coming up, come on by again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Thank you. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and keep moving with the morning show here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, that was awesome. That was fantastic. That was completely improv, everybody. I just threw that at her, and I did not expect you to back me up on that.
Maybe we should beatbox for the next one.
That's the next one. Next one, we'll beatbox. Next one.
Just wait for it, everyone.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Katrina and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. A big thank you to Jesse and Amy from the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes for joining us. That was awesome.
They're great. And I love, so you all didn't see it, but like their enthusiasm when they were talking, it was so contagious. I was like, I love it. They're passionate about this. And I mean, you can just hear it in their voices and seeing it even more so. So definitely go to those events, check it out, see for yourself.
Check out that website for more information and be sure to follow them online. That website again, gsnwgl.org. I do believe Laura usually throws a link into the podcast. She's amazing at that stuff. So go ahead and check out the pod if you need to as well, everybody, and catch up on things maybe. I had this story I wanted to touch on and get into as we don't have a whole lot of entertainment news today, but I did see this one again from Ranker.com, giving them a big shout out this morning.
Yeah.
Who are the best pop singers of the 90s?
Ooh.
This was an interesting list. Like, I saw the headline and I didn't think much of it, but then I just completely didn't think about who they would be including in this list.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you had a hit in the 90s, you were on this list.
Okay.
So looking at it, we'll kind of go through some of these quickly, but you got Sheryl Crow, Phil Collins, Annie Lennox on there as your 20 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
All great voices.
Yes.
All great voices. I did not think about Annie Lennox or somebody like that because she's more
either.
Of an 80s star to me. With
sometimes
the
I blur the 80s and the 90s together. So I'm like, oh, would Madonna be on that list? Probably not. She's probably on more of the 80s list, you know?
Right, exactly. But then they got, no Madonna on the list, which is insane. Only when you consider that Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston are on the list. And
right,
I think of them as 80s
and they
stars.
Were 80s too, yes.
I don't get it. I don't get their definition of this one, but
right.
TLC shows up.
Yeah,
so
definitely. Don't go chasing those waterfalls.
One of the few bands that are on here.
Yeah. Interesting. They're all solos?
A lot of them. Well, at number 11, or number 17, TLC, and then at 16, the Backstreet Boys. So
sure,
there's
sure.
two bands back to back. Janet Jackson at 15.
Mm.
That is awfully low for Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
I would put her a lot higher than that, I think. Christina Aguilera at 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Britney Spears at 13.
Yeah, I figured she'd be on that list.
I was wondering where she was going to show up. Yeah, they kind of figure she has to be on the list there somewhere. Let's see here. Kylie Minogue at 12.
Okay.
Spice Girls at 11.
Yep.
I did not, I did not realize how much how big the Spice Girls were.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I was just, a 90s kid going, keeping my head down and going through all those.
I want to keep living through the 80s, but let's just,
It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my thing. But looking back and watching a documentary on the 90s and seeing them talk about the Spice Girls and how gigantic they were around the world and everything.
Yeah.
And how they were really the first female band to really do that.
Right. Because, you had Beatles back in the day and et cetera. And then you had some more of the 90s bands like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or something like that. But yeah, you're right. They were like the first real female band to do that.
And it what was really interesting to me about it was how much they've they had to work at it. Like they spent like a good 6 months to a year in this crummy apartment training and working and trying to get their harmonies. And in notes in the documentary that none of them are necessarily the world's greatest singer. And they all kind of knew that. None of them are necessarily the greatest dancer. But when they did it together, when they sang together, when they do this together, they had a great sound. They had a great voice. So kind of to the point of the article here a little bit, I think that when they were I don't know that any of them necessarily had an amazing solo career. And I don't say that as a, to be mean. I just, I think that that's part of the reason is, that didn't, Huh. Interesting stuff. So, moving on, we see next on the list, Mariah Carey at number 10.
Sure, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got
definitely.
Powerful, powerful voice.
So she can hit the low notes and the high notes. I don't know how she does it.
She's one of those singers, too, where I think, it, to me, it's got to be one of the better compliments or one of the better credits you can give a singer. I don't know her whole musical library, but if I hear her sing, oh, that's Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
I know, you know her voice.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number nine, Madonna. She is on the list. I expected her in the top three. That's why I was surprised. Wow. Madonna at number nine. I think you could make an argument that she's the queen of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Michael Jackson pretty much has the moniker King of Pop. I don't know if that's going anywhere. But I don't know. You can throw a bunch of names at me, and I'm not going to argue. You know, this isn't a hill I'm going to die on or anything. But to me, it's unquestionable. Madonna is the queen of pop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Beyonce, somebody like that, might be number two. I think Taylor Swift is obviously making her move.
She's
coming for the crown.
Right.
But you got to do this for a couple of decades. Madonna's been relevant
she's
for four or five decades. And honestly, did it at a tougher time.
You didn't have the accessibility of music like it was.
The control and the power that artists have over their music is so much different now, too, and so many of those in their careers.
Yep.
You know, not that you really were going to tell Madonna what to do at a certain point. Probably. After that first album came out, it was pretty much Madonna's game. Like, she was running it. Yeah. She, just a gigantic star. At number eight, David Bowie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
One of the most versatile voices we've ever heard.
Yes.
And musicians, really. David Bowie never was satisfied with an album. And every time he was coming out with a new one, he had to do something different.
It was just a true chameleon. Yeah, very so much diversity within. Like, you wouldn't get bored if you were on a road trip. You could just listen to him constantly.
And a lot of these older artists, I think one of the things that's so unique and cool about them is almost everybody has at least one song they like by them. You may not like their whole library, may not even like them, but you have at least one song that you probably like by them. I think that stands true for number seven as well, Sir Elton John.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's at least a couple of songs from him that I can think of.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
At number six, Alanis Morissette.
Sure. Definitely. Definitely early 90s.
You know, you can't tell, especially the story of the 90s. I'm you know, putting together new episodes of Unlabeled all the time, our 90s mixtape. You can hear every Sunday, 8 to 9, right here on WFHR. If you have a 90s song you want to hear, give me your requests, everybody. Mm-hmm. I love playing requests. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, I will play it.
You can look at that list, James, if you need an inspiration, it sounds like.
But yes.
I'm sure you've been
playing
a lot of that.
Well, and that's just it. That's one of those artists, too, where I didn't grow up. I, being honest, I didn't really listen to Alanis Morissette much or anything. But as in doing this show and playing her music and hearing it more and everything, like, okay, yeah, I see. I get it. Quite a powerful singer, quite a powerful voice. And
really a different way of doing it. A lot of people were selling it more like a look, and she wasn't. She had her own style and her own rhythm and her own looks. Like, she was doing it different.
And agreed. And a great lyricist as well.
Yes.
A great writer. At number five, Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about Bryan Adams.
I did
so,
too.
Yeah. And I went to put him at five.
No way.
Like,
no way, like, in the free world.
I'm surprised like Spice Girls or Backstreet Boys or like Michael Jackson wasn't on that list before, Madonna, etc. He would have been way up there.
Elton John, David Bowie, Madonna, Mariah Carey,
all by far and away
far superior singers to Bryan Adams. I don't know how this list got Bryan Adams up there, other than maybe Mr. Adams did it. I don't know. Maybe he voted for himself. I'm not sure.
Right.
And that's not saying that Bryan Adams isn't a good singer.
No, he is good.
Just I don't put him on the level of some of these others.
I wouldn't have even, out of popularity wise, I wouldn't have put him up there at number five.
I think you helped us with by saying, like a lot of us, putting the words, I forgot about Bryan Adams. I did too. You're not alone. I'm pretty sure we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
At number four, George Michael. When you can duet with Aretha Franklin,
I mean, and
you hold your own, George Michael, pretty darn powerful
singer.
And number three, Celine Dion.
She was big in the 90s, definitely. And very, again, they're not Mariah Carey, but they both have a very distinct voice that you could tell when it was on, that was Celine Dion.
At number two, Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I think she was definitely strong in the 90s.
Before Mariah Carey, she was that voice that I didn't know. I may not know the song, but oh, that's Whitney. Yep. I know that voice. Yep. One of the more universally loved voices as well.
Powerful voice, too. Yeah.
I feel like if she had been able to, if she was still around, maybe she might have been able to be one of those people that we put into the conversation of Queen of Pop, too.
Yeah, right.
Where she certainly could have had a much different career in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And at number one, of course, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
One, king of pop, number one.
There you
one.
Go. That makes sense.
It's hard because of all the off-the-field stuff and everything to really talk about him or to appreciate his work and everything. But if you're able to separate these things, and I have an extremely difficult time doing it. Yeah. I'll be honest with everybody. Extremely difficult. Maybe there might not be another artist I have a tougher time doing this with than Michael Jackson as far as separating these things. And my given past, being honest with everybody. But I will say that even in that regard, Billie Jean comes on, or Rock With You comes on the radio, I'm listening to it. I usually listen to it. I usually do. I'll be honest. And that, even with my background and stuff,
I mean,
can't help
it. It's so easy to dance to his stuff, too.
Well, and, you know, he comes around at a really good time for artists, for pop stars, especially with MTV blowing up and all of that. More and more radio stations playing popular music. You have a lot of things going in his favor. And at the same time, next to James Brown, one of the hardest working people in the industry ever. Ever. This is a guy who like was constantly in the studio, constantly in the lab working. The hits, it's so hard to come up with a hit song. This man did it album after album after album after album. Like it's hard not to give credit where it's due.
Right.
Yeah. I could see him being the number one on that list. Didn't want to touch on just some local entertainment stuff and remind everybody that our WFHR newsletter is right around the corner. We'll have a new edition for you this Thursday. Shout out to our team putting that together. And a shout out to all of you who have gotten us recipes for our WFHR cookbook.
I love that.
We are putting together 85th anniversary cookbook, bringing it back. We're having some fun with this one, and it won't be the same without you, everybody. We want local recipes. We want to help immortalize these for you and your family. You can share them to your, you know, show them to kids and stuff as they get older, and make sure that they stick around. Also, I got the okay from the powers that be with this one. If you submit a recipe, you'll get a addition to the cookbook.
I love this. When is this cookbook going to be launching?
We're looking to finalize it in November and probably have it published before the end of the year. Hopefully January, maybe something like that. That's what I've heard.
Could even be cool. Christmas
Subject
gifts.
Scheduled to change. Yes.
Christmas gifts could be cool. If it
would be very fun if we're able to do that. We, of course, if you want to be a part of this, whether it's a recipe or a sponsor or something like that, reach out to us. Get us those recipes at WFHR.com. There's a little banner that goes by. You just click on that banner and get it to us, everybody. And please submit these. We really cannot tell you how much we mean that this will not be the same without our locals. This is a love letter to our community, to our listeners. This is an opportunity for us to bring something fun back. We want you to be a part of it, everybody. Go to WFHR.com and get us that recipe. And last night, I was talking with Katrina about this in our pregame and everything. We were having another rehearsal for On Golden Pond. We are in go time. This Thursday will be opening night, 7 o'clock, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Auditorium, the wonderful theater that they have over there. I encourage you to get your tickets for it at wrctheater.org. I did not know. Nobody told me about this part of directing, where I don't have anything to do. Like, these guys are great.
You got to sit back and just enjoy the show.
They're good. They don't need me anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm actually trying to make up stuff now just so I can seem important. Right. And I have... No, I'm kidding. I'm so proud of this team.
Yeah.
The cast that you're going to see on that stage is not like any you've seen. And you've definitely never seen On Golden Pond like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do we have an affordability with theater that we're able to do something truly real and organic. You're breathing the same air as these actors. You are hearing them on that stage. You cannot help but be a part of it.
Yeah.
There is such a meaningful message behind this play. There's also such a beautiful love story to it. One of my favorite in literature. Nice. And certainly some wonderful fun and sarcasm and hilarity. There are some funny moments in this play.
Yeah,
it's got
awesome.
A little bit of everything. And it's a great way to not only buy local, support local, get in some arts, get out of the house, have some fun.
You guys have worked really hard for this, too.
Everybody has been working their tails off with this one. Up and currently right now over there doing some stuff and everything even.
So, James, it starts on Thursday, but how many more shows do you have afterwards?
We've got 7 shows for you. So this Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock show. This Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee. And then next week, we come back and do it all over again. Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows with a 2 o'clock matinee to wrap everything up next Saturday. So 7 opportunities to take in this American classic on Golden Pond. Be sure to check it out. You can get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Get on over there, everybody. And while you're at it, be sure to check out that variety show they got coming up. You can volunteer or be a part of it, or get your tickets, find out more. Just head on over there to wrctheater.org. We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. And when Kat and I get back, we got the toughest words to spell for each state. Oh, it's going to be tough. I got to get my Funkin' Wagnalls. Where's my Funkin' Wagnalls? We'll be right back. Now, that's more like scat. I think we were doing scat.
We're working our way up. That was definitely not beatboxing.
Not beatboxing. Not at all. But I did want to do some scat, so we got to do that at least. Scat with cat. That's what I wanted to do, and I got to do it, and I got to say that. I will never say it again, I promise you. If I want you to come back, I will never say it again. We welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here at WFHR, locally grown radio, having some fun. Katrina and I hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got some good stories of the day, and we're going to be getting into our local schedule and some other stuff happening in our area. Real quick, want to say a shout out to Jesse and Amy again for joining us from the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. We get busy around here, and when we are not on the air, kind of spinning plates, I did not realize they dropped off cookies.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool of them.
Yeah, that's nice.
They're all gone. I've already, now they don't know it yet, but there might as well be police tape around those cookies,
right?
Because I'm going to destroy them.
Yes.
Nobody has a chance at, I'm kidding, I'm joking, I'll share. I'm too busy, I don't have time to eat them. But thank you to them, they didn't have to do that. That was really nice, that was nice of them to do. The Scribbs Spelling Bee Finals are tomorrow, are coming up, they're around the corner. And they kind of put out this list every once in a while of different things and different words that are difficult to spell.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it like this before. Google looked at the top words ordinary Americans struggle with. They posted a map of the top trending how to spell searches in all 50 states. And there are some fun ones on here. There are, and there are some that just like don't make sense. And then there are some that just are so fitting.
Yes.
So for California, they can't spell the word pretty.
Really?
Yeah. That is their most searched for how to spell word is pretty.
Pretty. California, that's fitting, sorry.
What? Yeah, it's just so fitting. It hits the mark so well as somebody that lived in California for a while. Yeah, definitely. New Mexico can't spell quiet.
Okay.
Now, maybe, again, this is a minor dyslexia thing, I don't know, but, the U words always can be a little bit difficult, I think.
Right.
And then you throw in there the I before E stuff. And That's that. The word quiet was only invented to frustrate us.
Yep, it was. Yep.
I'm pretty sure of that. North Dakota can't spell secret. Which seems difficult. It doesn't seem fair.
Right.
Secret should not be difficult to spell. It's already, you got to have a secret already.
You got to have a secret. That's great.
Kansas struggles with chaos.
Chaos.
Is that because they're trying to spell it with a K? Is that it?
Right.
Is that
my maybe. Or there's chaos with more like tornadoes around there.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oklahoma doesn't know how to spell animal.
Animal.
Yeah, well.
Okay. And to a person or to an actual animal are we talking about? That would be...
It just says animal.
Okay.
Now, I do think it's fair to say, if you're not going to admit this to your loved ones or say it out loud, at least admit to yourself some of these words that you yourself might struggle with. I think that's fair.
Yeah, definitely.
We can point and laugh, but we also got to own a little bit of this ourselves.
I haven't
struggled with it in a long time, but when I was little, animal was a difficult one for
me. Yeah, there is. It is kind of tricky. Yeah.
For me, it was. I don't know. Michigan can't spell cousin.
Cousin.
And I don't know why, but there is a joke there. There is a joke there. Just can't figure it out.
The same. There is a joke there. Definitely.
Words with the OU. It feels like people struggle with those too. That can be a difficult one.
Right.
Ohio can't spell equal, and that's hilarious.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. And again, QU, those words, they can be a little bit tougher. Mm-hmm. They can be a little bit tougher. Tennessee can't spell field, which is, that's odd to me. That's odd.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's odd to me. Just
Another, you know, I and E, and the E before the I,
you're right. Yeah.
Yep.
Maine can't spell herd with an A. Like, I heard you. Oh. A herd of cattle, they have no problem with.
Sure.
But I heard you, and they're trying to spell herd with cattle.
Right. They're thinking about cattle herd. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Virginia can't spell said.
Said.
S-A-I-D. Okay. They cannot spell said.
This.
And we'll get to Wisconsin. We'll wrap
up
with Wisconsin.
Maybe they're saying things, and they're saying things, not said things, not the past tense. I don't know.
No, that's a good way to look at it, too, because they're saying top trouble spelling, but it might as well be that, because what do we do? What is one of the first things we're taught when we're kids? Spell it out. Mm-hmm. Spell it out, and that's what we do. So if you're having trouble spelling it, might be difficult to sound it out.
Right.
I can say, boy, there's a lot of languages like that for me. I want to learn more languages.
Yeah, they're fun.
And for me, that's one of the tougher parts. It's just kind of not only that, but okay, well, they say their H is this way, we say them this way, and some of that.
The R's, the French R's.
Yeah.
A lot of R's.
A few more highlights. Nevada needs to consult the internet to spell the word internet.
Mm, okay.
Just let that sit there. How do you even do that? Where do you go? Where do you begin? Louisiana can't decide how to spell decision.
Ooh, yeah, decision is a hard word.
That is a little bit, yeah. Kentucky definitely can't spell definitely. that one is another one. Again, IE words and stuff. Yep. And I think definitely throws people off because of the two I's in it.
Yes, like which placement is it? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Indiana is jealous about jealous. They are jealous of you that you can spell jealous. And OU's. Notice you're seeing a theme
A theme, exactly. Yeah.
Mississippi is nervous that they can't spell nervous. Mm. I would have thought it'd be Mississippi, but okay.
Okay.
And that makes sense. Makes sense. New Hampshire, tortured.
Okay.
I think this might be the most fun one, I think, that I saw on the list. Wyoming needs help spelling corduroy.
Corduroy. Oh, that is fun.
That's a fun one. And I would love to know how many times that actually comes up in conversation. How many times are you actually typing or writing the word corduroy?
Like, I don't remember the last time I wrote or even talked about corduroy.
I'm not sure I've ever written it. I know I've said the word corduroy plenty of times. I don't know if I've ever
pants
written it.
Or this or that, you know, but.
It's a great Pearl Jam album, corduroy. That was, and three states can't spell the names of their own state or another state. I'm sorry. Utah can't spell Mississippi.
Oh, interesting.
I knew there was going to show up on the list somewhere. I did, you know.
I always think of the childhood, like, saying it, like, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I. I don't know. That's how I think of it.
Most of us that play football as a kid and learn how to spell Mississippi, because that's what you got to count out before you can sack the quarterback. You got to spell out Mississippi, and that tells you how much time you got and everything. So that one. Nebraska can't spell California.
Oh, interesting.
And Maryland can't spell Pennsylvania. Which is odd because they're a neighbor of theirs and all that. That's weird.
Interesting.
Let's see what you have to say. Good morning. You're on the show.
Is this over the back fence?
No. Over the back fence is not on the air anymore. It hasn't been for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great morning. Yeah. No, don't be sorry.
That's
we appreciate
a fun
the call.
Throwback to hear that. That was such good times.
And if I could be honest with you guys, we love that show. Where were you when it was on? we really could have used you. We love that show. I miss it. But thank you for the call and appreciate you. And feel free to call up anytime. 715-424-2600. You can call or reach us through the Civic Media app as well. I have dragged this out long enough. Wisconsinites want to know, what is the word you are typing into your Googler?
What is it?
What word can Wisconsinites not spell? Ally. A-L-L-Y. Ally. Or no, Allie. Am I saying Allie? Not Allie. Ally. Allie. I'm saying Allie.
Yeah. Allie. Because we have a lot of alleys in Wisconsin.
Right. That actually makes sense that it would be not the most easy word to spell
it
already.
It wouldn't have been the first one I would have thought of.
No.
For us.
Now, there. Thank you. You are so good at this. Man, it's fun working with you. I wanted to ask the audience, what's theirs or what do you think is the hardest word to spell in this state?
Sure, like what ours would be, or so. I mean, on the list that was talked about, I find decision is one that I'm like, wait, is it the, where's the C? Or like, I find that one, I sometimes have to like double check myself. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness for autocorrect nowadays.
Yes.
Which I also feel like that makes us a little lazier.
It does.
We'll say
it does.
So on the list, that probably would have been my word that I would have chose.
We should preface this by saying that last names don't count.
Sure.
So to all of our wonderful Polish and European friends out there, and some of those like with the, and I have the last name of Maloff. Middle Eastern names aren't that much easier to spell.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of anything. Yep. I'm just as guilty of that as anybody. But that would be, I think, at the top of the list if names were included.
Yeah. What do you think it would have been for the Wisconsin? Like, what would your guess have
Boy.
Been? I know that's a big one. Or like, ever, you know, call up, tell us. What do you think your, what do you think the word would have been for Wisconsin?
Yeah. Because I think that like they, there is so many difficult ones, but you get used to seeing them and as a, from a young age and mm-hmm. and spelling them out or whatever, or saying them, so you know how to spell them a little bit better. So I think that there's a lot of tough ones in this state, mm-hmm. but because you grew up with them, you don't even realize it that mm-hmm. much. There's a lot of cities that have odd hard
That's
things
what
to
I
spell.
I was almost thinking is like a city name. That you're like, wait, was there a W in that one? Where is it? Mm-hmm. SKI? Was it a Y? What was it? Like city names. We've got some interesting city names, but Alley is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Maybe people are thinking there was not an E or there was, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could see. Exactly. I think that's exactly it. They're thrown off a little bit by it and stuff. And it's not a word that you use that often. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's the case with a lot of these other states, but I could see in this state that being a difficult one because of that, that you don't use it that often. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a Sheboygan.
Sheboygan
is my top.
To say that
I
word.
Just wanted to say Sheboygan. Shout out and good morning to our friends in Sheboygan. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show.
Okay. We obviously have to work on that.
We really need bumpers. We really do. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, everybody. And a big thank you to you, Kat, for joining us. I appreciate the time, as always. No, we take you away from the day job. And by that, I mean a lot of things that you have going
on
in the morning.
My beatboxing that I do.
And that,
right?
Of course. Most importantly, taking you away from that. We apologize for doing that to you as much as we apologize to the audience here.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this quick story, everyone, because this is just what's going to happen. My best friend was getting married, and I was standing up, and I was going to do a speech for her. And I thought it'd be a really great idea if I did, like, I, like, rapped a speech. And I'm like, who am I? I am not a rapper. Why would I think that's funny? I felt like I thought that would be a good idea. And I am not. I'm like, I don't even really listen to rap. I'm not a rapper. Like, why did I think it was a good idea? I don't know. Anyways, finally, I was on a trip and I was like brainstorming all these ideas. And finally, at the end of my trip, I was like, oh, no. That doesn't make any sense. I know what I'm going to do. I did my speech in a Youper accent the whole time.
Okay.
That was like 5 minutes of a Youper. And it made more sense because Sarah and I used to jokingly talk in a Youper accent.
There we go.
And so if anybody wants to talk Youper, oh, don't you know, I'm there for you anytime you know there, sweetie pies.
Oh, you've got it down. Oh, wow, that was good. You just flipped right into it, too.
Oh, I could do that. That was so fun.
We're doing a segment with that voice. What are the next? And then maybe the next time you join us, we're doing
this
that.
It's like the short segment, not like an hour long, because I might laugh the whole time.
We might break you. We might be stuck talking that way. I don't know.
Yes.
We are definitely doing that. That is awesome. And that was a much better choice than rapping.
Yes.
That's a very good, very good call
me.
By you.
Oh, man.
I would have killed to hear that, though. That would have been awesome to hear.
There might be a recording somewhere.
Katrina, before we get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, as long as we're talking shop here a little bit, I want to remind everybody about some of the cool things that you guys have coming up. You've got some really great stuff around the corner.
Let's highlight the anniversary because that's coming up. So mark your calendars down for October 3rd and 4th. That's our 79th customer appreciation sale. We're excited to have fun samples, door prize signups, mm-hmm. sales, mm-hmm. Product experts to talk about different things, guide you if you have questions on such. Definitely come on October 3rd or 4th for our 79th customer appreciation sale.
Well, it is their anniversary. They share it and they want it to be a part mm-hmm. of everybody's, because it's really the community's and we all get to celebrate with them. They have so much going on with this one. It's not just an anniversary sale. It's a get together. It's just a lot of fun. Encourage you to be a part of it. Make plans to head on over to Family Natural Foods for those. And also keep in mind this. I think this is a really good idea, the Beautiful Hair and Well-Being one.
Yeah.
We don't we don't get a chance really a lot to focus on those things.
Yeah, that's on October 8th. It's a Wednesday at 5:15. Well-Bell, it's going to be hair, skin, and nails. And it's a supplement line that we've recently brought in. And it's Lori's going to be doing that. And she's one of the product owners of that product, and she's great. She's a local. It's really fun to hear her story.
Check that out, everybody. And again, find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And of course, you can always stop on by. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. They're open right now. Mm-hmm. Head on over there, say hi to the gang for us, and thank them for letting us borrow Katrina for the morning. We appreciate that very much. Also want to remind everybody that in less than 10 minutes, you're going to get another keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app as part of our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Big shout out to Rapids Transmission and, of course, our amazing team here at Civic. We're giving you a daily chance to win some gold jewelry or $200 cash. And, of course, get in the running for the Green Bay Minnesota game in November. You're going to go if you get a chance here. Be listening for that keyword coming up at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours today. And then we'll do it all over again really for the next 2 weeks. We're doing next week we're doing this. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. So be listening for that keyword to text us through the Civic Media app. Good luck to all of our local listeners out there. I did want to also get on our schedule. We got a great Rapids report lined up for you today. Be sure to join us for that. And we're going to be talking to, we have Daniela and Abby joining us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
We're going to be talking about some great events that they got going on over there. Looking forward to that. And then we have Jessica Jinsky joining us from the Family Center here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Always good hearing the information from them, what's going on over there.
Got a lot of important things going on at the center, and certainly have a big month around the corner, October, and we're going to talk more about that and what that is. And get your purple ready for October, everybody. More on that later with them, and encourage you to check out those interviews and maybe catch up on some you might have missed at WFHR.com, where our podcast is streaming exclusively over, or you can get it over there and wherever you get your pod, but head on over to WFHR.com and pick that up and take a listen, everybody. We also have other great stuff going on. Great Civic Media lineup for you throughout the rest of the morning here. Be sure to check that out. Looking forward to it. Also wanted to get to some local events going on in our area, Katrina, and remind everybody about them. One, be sure to keep in mind tomorrow morning, everybody, American Heroes Cafe is going 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church right here in Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Make sure to spread the word about this one.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that anybody and any of those individuals know about this event and can show up if they can. It's a great opportunity.
Yes.
Great opportunity to hang out, have some fellowship, have some fun, and get some great coffee to start off your day. 7:30 to 9:30 over Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Enjoy American Heroes Cafe.
Nice.
Big thank you to everybody that makes that happen,
Absolutely.
Got a great team over there, great people. We'll be having Tom Heiser join us for our monthly Veterans Update sometime next month. Looking forward to that. Also wanted to remind everybody that we have a big one right around the corner. Day of Caring with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. This is one of our bigger events, I think, in the area, where so many community members get together to rake these lawns for people that cannot rake them otherwise. They are still collecting lawns, I believe, so you can go ahead and submit those still. And, of course, we are looking for people and teams.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you going to be a part of your community, and you will see this as you're driving around and going to these different places, you're going to see all these multicolored shirts. Terry even broke news for us when she was on the other day.
Yeah.
The shirts are green this year.
Fun.
That's awesome. Great choice. And looking forward to seeing them and seeing the town and all those green shirts.
I love that.
Helping each other out. Strangers helping strangers, becoming not strangers anymore.
Yep. You know? We need to be more neighborly. Absolutely.
It's such a community event. It's such a good one. You can find out more, sign up your team, or maybe look into if you can get your lawn submitted by going to uwswac.org. uwswac.org. Be sure to head on over there and find out more about some of the other great things that they're doing at the United Way. It is campaign season. It is go time over there.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure to do that. I did want to say another shout out to Jesse and Amy for joining us from the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice having them here today. That was a lot of fun. We'll be bringing them back. They'll be coming back. Katrina, I had a story here that I wanted to encourage people to check out. It's from thegoodnewsnetwork.org.
Yeah.
And this is similar to another story that I did earlier in the last week, I believe. But I want to see more of these, and I'm hoping that we'll see more local action on this. And I don't mean necessarily here in Rapids, but I mean wherever you're listening to us, in all communities around mm-hmm. the country. And in the late 20-teens, a sort of DoorDash service for good began rescuing donated food in Pittsburgh that was nearing its expiration and diverting it to other recipients who could use it.
Awesome.
Connecting with hundreds of local businesses and with the help of an app they designed, 412 Food Rescue created the largest volunteer-led food transport network in a single urban region. And they did this back in 2019. It's still running strong.
That's awesome.
It's just now kind of starting to get notoriety and noticed. 25,000 volunteer drivers used a DoorDash-like app called Food Rescue Hero to find donations of food that was perhaps not sellable for different reasons, because maybe the can was broken on there, you know, or something like that. And then collecting it all, and volunteers brought it back to organizations like Good Food Project Kitchen in Pittsburgh or other food shelters that could use this. They churned out sometimes 600 meals a day for nonprofits that help feed those in need, while amassing a truly monstrous mess of good. Some 70 million pounds of food were turned into 57 million meals.
And that's incredible, too.
Saving 30 million pounds of emissions from food going to waste.
Right. It's like, let's feed someone and we're helping the environment by it's not just going to waste. It's like this full circle. Genius.
It's an incredible program. Incredible program. And it was started not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all grassroots.
Yeah.
They didn't wait for a bill to get passed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't wait for the okay from somebody mm-hmm. or something. They just went
action.
And did it.
Yeah. They were like, how can we do this and make a change? I love that.
Food waste is not only horrible because of the obvious wasting of food that none of our parents want us to do, and the emissions part of this and everything, but the fact that we got hungry people out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could be helping.
Somebody. Yep. Absolutely.
It's an incredible story. I encourage you to read the whole article. There's even more good stuff in there. You can find that at goodnewsnetwork.org. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. Kat, wonderful hanging out with you. Thanks for the time.
It was fun.
Good show today, buddy. Good job. And you guys take care of each other out there. Be good.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.